It's Tuesday the 13th of January. Just after 9 a.m, so an extra hour in bed this morning. The southern skies are bright. I can see some blue sky and light clouds, but unfortunately most of the rest of the sky is overcast and it's snowing. And there's a cold wind, a cold, strong wind blowing. It's snowing heavy about 10 minutes ago. It's lightened off now, but it's driving. It's absolutely driving madly across the garden. What's with all this wind in? Which cools my tea at an incredible rate. Well, it is winter, isn't it? So I'm not mourning, I'm not complaining. I take what we get, but I just hope we don't get, if snow comes like this, I hope it goes quickly again, that we don't get any build up. But to be honest, we haven't had any real frost. We did have a wee spell there where ice formed across, right across the top of the pond for a couple of days, but it wasn't really thick ice, and it disappeared very quickly. I remember when I had my koi. This isn't that long ago, actually. I had the koi and I had no heating on the pond during the winter. And at one end of the pond, when I finally managed to get the ice broken, I had photographs. The ice was 10 inches thick. Yeah, absolutely. 10 inches thick. It was incredible. So that was a cold winter. The snow's heavier again. It's just coming and going. I should have put a hat on. Maybe. I'm feeling better this morning. That urge to scream and and blab like a big baby. You know, we were watching a film last night, and was it a film or a drama? I can't remember. Possibly a drama. That snow's getting really heavy. I'm going to have to find shelter. Yes, we were watching a drama last night, and people were crying. I'm in below the... Oh, it's wet. I'm in below the laurel bush. People were crying, and I was sitting thinking to myself, you know, maybe we should, this is my own thoughts of course, maybe we should all have a good greet now and again. You know, no matter if there's no cause to greet, but maybe it's a good thing. Well, for one, it clears your eyes out, doesn't it? You know, and then you get that lovely salty taste as the tears run down into the side of your mouth. But emotionally... I remember what it was now, and this actress that I have never seen before, and she just started crying spontaneously. You know how actresses, you know, trained to be able to cry on, what is it they call it? Is it on demand or on cue? On cue. And some are better than others. Some have to get wee things sprayed into their eyes to make them greet. Where's this going? No, honestly, I was just running it through my head as I watched this and thought, you know, it would be good to have a greet now and again. Just find a quiet spot. Go and have a damn good sob. Even if there's no real cause, maybe once a month, have a real greet to yourself. And then you'll feel better. I think most of you all agree that I'm not saying that the cause of you crying was a good thing. Although I know a lot of people cry through happiness, especially women. That's just a generalisation, I know, but you know, women let their emotions go when they're really happy and can cry for happiness, and I think that's fantastic. So a good greet, one way or the other, I think would purge, not just purge the eyes, maybe purge the emotions. So maybe I'm needing to go somewhere and sit like that actress and have a damn good greet. And then I'll feel better. I'm going to try it, and I'm being serious. I just feel maybe there's something needing to come out. You know, like you have, it's maybe a terrible analogy, but you have a big boil that needs lanced, and when you lance it, the pressure comes out, so the discomfort, the pain goes. And that's probably not a very nice pictorial analogy, but yeah, that's me. I'm not educated enough to come out with a really clever one. We've got a lot on this week. We've got a lot on. It's going to be busy. Busy enough in the house. But I've already had 3 phone calls from people wanting me to go and see them about things. And I really don't want to. I'd rather just get on with my own home and, well, be left alone for a different reason. I want to go on with the things that are in progress and things I have to do, and I'd rather just go on with that and not be diverted away from that. I'm watching a wee coal tit on the seed feeder and a wee blue tit on the other side. The blue tits are very territorial, and they'll chase each other, but they'll also chase the coal tits away. Although there's not much size difference, to be honest with you, but maybe it's just respect. But when a great tit comes along, the blue tit has to give way. Yeah, well, that snow has lightened off again, so I can go back out into the wind. So we'll see if I really cheer up today. As I said, I'm feeling a lot better. I really am. I'm just glad. I wouldn't want to feel that way for too long. If I get to get on with things and things go along smoothly and I should be fine. You think I had a hard life? I've not. I've absolutely not. But who can explain how the mind works? I think I need to get back on my bike. I keep saying that. I said that a year ago and I still never got back on the bike. Paul Freeman, who's at EMA, will know that. We planned to go a run last year together, or two, and I never got back in the saddle. Mea culpa. But I think I need to do something like that to get out, away from things, and also to get those, that adrenaline flowing through the blood, and get that intoxicated feeling when you've had a good run. Maybe I'm just becoming lethargic and that's not helping. And the snow is on heavier again. Time to put the eggs on.